With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Iranian commandos rappelling down into a container ship near the Strait of Hormuz. The Associated Press said they had seen the video. Now commandos, they said, are beginning to raid the ship earlier today. President Biden is expecting Iran to attack Israel, quote, sooner or later. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Responding to questions about Iran's vow to punish Israel for a deadly strike in Syria, the president referred to intelligence reports indicating a forthcoming Iranian attack. He reiterated American support for the Jewish state and warned that Iran will not succeed.
We are devoted to the defense of Israel.
When asked what his message to Iran is, the president said, don't. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Jury selection begins Monday in a criminal case against Donald Trump related to alleged payments to a woman made by his one-time lawyer. Mr. Trump says Manhattan is the wrong place for that trial.
You know, jury selection is largely luck. It depends who you get. It's very unfair that I'm having a trial there. It's very unfair that we have this judge who hates Trump.
Also at SRNnews.com, Maryland's governor announcing a program to help Port of Baltimore recover from the collapse of the bridge.
Wes Moore says a new $12.5 million program announced Friday aims to prevent layoffs by enabling businesses to retain their workers until the port fully reopens. The program was created by executive order and authorized by emergency legislation the governor signed this past week. Moore says the state must do all it can to support the some 8,000 port workers whose jobs have been directly affected by the collapse of the bridge. George Williams reporting.
And this is SRN News. A pair of scientists taking on transgenderism.
Dr. Alex Byrne of MIT and Dr. Carol Hooven of Harvard have penned an editorial for the New York Times in which they condemn the use of the term sex assigned at birth. The two academics say that phrase, quote, creates doubt about a biological fact when there shouldn't be any. This is not progress. It is worth pointing out that Byrne and Hooven are not opposed to transgenderism, but argue that the language being used by some activists is anti-science. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Methodist Church preparing for its general conference in Charlotte, North Carolina this month, an event originally set in 2020. It is expected to be the gathering will see a formal split in the UMC over gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Denomination has lost literally thousands of conservative congregations over the past 10 years. This is SRN News. Inflation showing no signs of letting up. Here's Tayshia Stevens.
And the impact of high inflation varies depending on where you are. New data from WalletHub shows which U.S. cities have been the hardest hit. The report found that Dallas, Honolulu, Miami, St. Louis, Seattle, and the San Bernardino area of Southern California are dealing with inflation rates above the national average. The study found that inflation is not confined to any one distinct area of the U.S. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The first drug shown to slow Alzheimer's hit the U.S. market 1 year ago, but sales have lagged and diagnosis and treatment remain complicated. Major hospital systems have taken months to iron out plans to administer Leqembi, which requires regular infusions and imaging scans as well. More details at srnnews.com.